I was the lead artist for the Crazy Making project, which started as a residency with Galerie Gachet. I had been talking with the director at the time, Erwin Utsindi, about projects and the population that the gallery served. So it's a peer-run gallery serving and for their members who are artists living with either medical diagnoses or self-diagnoses or self-identification around living with mental health issues. And those are kind of somewhat broadly defined for their membership. So we had talked about the placement in the neighborhood of Galerie Gachet, that they were in the downtown east side, that there was a large Aboriginal population. And we kind of talked about these ideas of what does mental health mean in an Aboriginal context, and that there were few services that were sort of streamlined towards Aboriginal people and looking at mental health. And I was interested in a sort of more artistic way, obviously, and interested in these stories, experiences, histories of injustice around things like residential school, around just the period of colonization and the change and disruption that meant for Indigenous peoples. And I was interested in looking at that and how that was linked to mental health. So not saying like that it was just medical diagnosis or something, that there were these deeper societal issues that affected us in terms of mental health. And so we were interested in looking at that. And we sort of put together a team of young artists, Aboriginal artists, who were interested in looking at those issues as well. And so we sort of then formed the residency. We were using block printing, relief printing techniques, and sort of developing this kind of visual language around this exploration of what does mental health mean in our First Nations communities.